T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, my God.
Oh, Vinny's on, everyone.
Vinny's on.
What?
It's so embarrassing how bad I am at this computer system.
She did your, what is it, Alice News Report, whatever.
I tried to hit the blues walk and then went to the other one. Oh, my God. It's super embarrassing.
You're so lame.
I know.
You've only been doing this for 50 years.
Yeah, but this is a new system.
I know.
Oh.
I keep waiting. I listen for KCBS because they learned way after we did. And I keep waiting for them to mess up.
They do. I hear them mess up all the time. I'm like, oh, thank God, it's not just me.
I know. I think it's, and they're like, you know, super serious, but I always go, ha.
Well, I hear them screw up something.
I feel their pain. I totally feel them. Yeah.
It's not just me.
Uh-huh.
All good. It's true. Because at least if I screw up, I can just go, oh my God, I'm so dumb. Why did I do that? And they have to go, oh, we seem to be having a technical difficulty here.
Operator.
All serious,
error.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, happy Friday, everybody. You look handsome today.
Oh, thanks. I was just going to say, what's up, headshot?
Yeah, do you like my headshot?
I did like it.
So yesterday, I'm like,
who's the hottie?
What's going on?
Yeah, I know. Was you?
So, you know how, like, you get a haircut, and you're like, oh, that's cute, whatever. And then, like, 2-3 weeks later, you're like, oh, yeah, this is right where I want it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking in the mirror yesterday, you know, as you do, for hours a day, of course.
Of course.
You know me. So I'm in there. I'm like, wow, it looks really cute. And I'm kind of, like, fluffing it up. I go, oh, I should take a picture of it right now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you take a picture. You're like, it looks, I'm standing right here. I can see what it looks like. It doesn't look, you know, then you have to take 5 more. I'm like taking selfies. Like, what am I, a Kardashian?
Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Let me get my look on.
You look good. I really liked it. I was like, I better not comment. That's just going to come off wrong.
Are you so happy you went to shooting?
She went to me.
She came to you.
I'm double happy about it. Yeah. Yeah,
I
am.
I took her with me when we went to Michael Franti's pajama party.
Yeah.
And we're in the Uber, and I go, you know, she goes, do you guys like your hair? I go, we love our haircuts. And I said, I think we love them so much because we don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't pulled out the straightener since she did my hair a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't need it. I just, it's good to go.
Like, she did tons of layers, just like I wanted. And exactly. You know, it's just growing into itself.
I'm sending Rudy to her this weekend. He needs some work done.
He needs something.
I'm telling you,
he was way Barry Gibb yesterday. I actually, the beard's kind of working for him. Like, I really am not a beard.
Not that long.
Oh, really?
You guys were just complimenting him so much yesterday. I didn't know that you were going to
the Barry
around.
Gibb thing is a compliment, you think?
Isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
No.
Not so much.
Not so much.
And then when he kissed me, I was like, oh, God, there's so much hair on me.
You guys kissed yesterday?
Mm-hmm. We kiss every Thursday he comes in.
Is that right?
Oh, mm-hmm. How fun for you.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
I know, and he
there.
Always smells really good, and he's always a little sweaty because he runs from Bart.
Yep.
And I always have a little dew on my face.
Oh.
And I'm like, and I don't even
you
wipe
like
it off.
Oh.
Well, because he has like this talcum smell to him. Oh. I'm just like, oh, it's
talcum.
So good.
Like Paul Mercurio.
Better.
I actually, I have very warm feelings about Rudy. Like I think he's great.
He was great on yesterday's Secret
Show. Oh my God.
I loved it.
He was great. He went off afterward in the office. Like, I can't really say what we talked about.
I had to walk out on that.
Yeah,
you see me leave? I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and talk about your wiener, dude. I'm out of here.
Oh, that's right.
And on and on. And he's so defensive about it.
Well,
and so
of course
you and I start laughing. Oh, no, he does have a choice.
He can get that done.
Oh, he can get that done now.
He can do that now.
Yeah.
And risk
what?
Something wrong
happening?
I would keep it. I just told you guys.
Yeah, I guess everyone knows what we're talking about.
Well, we're, of course, talking about the guy's, you know.
Foreskin.
Right.
So we're sitting in the office, and the more defensive you got, like, I could just feel, Yuzette and I were like, you know, sisters bonded in torture. It was, we just kept saying just little digs, and he's just getting all upset. I mean, Rudy, don't worry. Neither of us is ever going to see you. We don't really care that much. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, so. But he's still got to sell it to people. And
well, he's a player. I mean,
it's
he's,
a thing, I'm know. Sure. It's different than the others, so he's got to be like, here's why it's better.
Yeah. No, he had a whole long laundry list of the reasons why it's better, and we're like, yeah, but what about this? Yeah, but what about this?
He opened my eyes to something because I said, is it a cultural thing? I didn't know that, and then I told him, when my brother had passed away and I got his death certificate, it said uncircumcised.
And you didn't know that?
I didn't. Well, how would I know that about my brothers?
You
I
don't
know.
See your brother at some point, don't you?
No.
When you guys were little, you didn't all run around naked?
No.
Probably didn't
I don't
pay
think
attention
so. Yeah,
to
I
it.
Probably didn't pay attention. Mm. But then I thought, it made me think, when I saw that certificate, it made me think, oh, my other brother and my dad must have too, because you want your kids to be just like you. And so I asked Rudy, is that a cultural thing? Is that a Mexican thing? And he said he thinks it is. So I don't know, because I've I don't
you know
think
what's
I've
weird
slept
though?
With a Mexican
yeah,
guy.
She's like, I've never slept with a Mexican guy. And Rudy's like, what?
I know, he's offended. I'm like, it just never happened. No, I mean, you know, I like Mexican guys too, but I've just never been with one.
Uh-huh.
That I remember.
It's weird. It's weird that you didn't look at the people in your family. Because I wouldn't have thought it, but my kid is curious. Like, I have to keep, I've had to start locking the door. And,
yeah.
And it's not, it's weird because I don't want her to walk in and be all.
Well, maybe she's
just,
had
just like looking.
No other
know?
Reference. Like, there's, you know?
There's curiosity that's natural, clearly, because I'm different than she is, mm-hmm. that I would expect you would have had as well.
I didn't. Never even
or if,
thought
if
about it.
If you did even. Then, you know, you were little because you do knock that off at
little,
some
little.
Point.
And I was always, I wasn't really treated differently because I was the only girl, but I definitely felt like I was, my dad
shielded
me from a few different things, but he certainly treated me like he did my brothers. Whoopins were no problem.
You bad little
the
girl.
Olden days.
I know, one time he goes, I will, don't even think I will not knock you out like I do your brothers. I went, whoa, okay.
But, Dad, you're not supposed to hit girls.
I know.
You're not a girl. You're my daughter.
Right.
You're my responsibility.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, listen to yesterday's secret show. It was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
You'll like it.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't like to sell it broadcloth like that. You know, I like to sell it like, look, it's for adults and for adults who like, you know, body talk. It's
I like
not
that.
For prudes.
When I came like, to work this morning on my drive, all I could think of is Sarah saying some words.
Yeah, about that because
her,
and
her
then and them with the sticking of the.
This.
Oh yeah.
What? I don't.
Strong strength.
Oh yes,
strength.
Yeah.
Grip.
Right.
Muscles.
Yeah, muscles.
Yeah.
Right.
Down there.
Ha ha ha. The only thing I could think of was Vinny talking about things being stuck to him. I was like, oh God.
Oh my God.
So gross.
You know what?
Listen.
I know that.
Yeah.
Seems...
Don't listen. Yesterday's show is don't do it. It's not the one for you.
It's definitely not your first one.
It's just the talk of a man in love. That's all.
Oh.
You girls and your weirdness about stuff. I was just a guy that loved to
and
loved
Bryn,
it.
Bryn with his, he's all like,
that
was super gross, dude.
That's not, the
Bummed
other day,
me out.
Bryn pulled out something. I mean, he didn't pull it
what?
Out of his head. He goes, hey. He was talking to Vaughn or something, talking about smells, and I go, oh my God, stop. I was like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, stop it. You guys are gross.
Yeah, super gross. Call HR.
Oh, really?
Now, after all this. The thing is, I would never call HR on any of you because you can just call HR on me.
Call back, yeah.
Yeah. I'm making a call, too. I'm counter-HRing you.
It would just end in us all being fired,
right.
Yeah. So let's never
let's
do
never
that.
Let's never do it. Let's make a pact right now, you guys, just to never do it.
You got it.
Yep. Self high five. My God. So anyway... Yesterday's secret show was fun, me-ish.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. Yeah. The show that we previous shows that were considered to be gross and over the top, someone wrote in and said, there I found myself listening to the first one, and they were into it.
Yeah.
She got horny, I think.
She was into it. I think she ran home at lunchtime to do her husband. Yeah, it's like a bunch of dorks doing porn talk. It's not for everyone.
Right. Hey.
But it is The Secret Show, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com and wherever podcasts are sold. They're free.
By the way, Vaughn is off today, so...
No camera?
No camera.
Yes! Kill the fluorescence, would you? Jesus, I hate these lights. No,
yikes.
No, not the all of them.
Oh.
Turn on the... No.
Hey, I didn't ask for the laid off.
No, turn on the one on the far end. Yeah.
Whom it's turning down our
this
lights.
This is more gentle. This is a more gentle light. You guys could go to your...
I can't see you that well, though.
Oh, that's too bad for all the times that we can't see you because you've got your lights turned off.
I never have my lights turned off.
Oh, tell me more.
Turn off the lights. All right. 516 says it is cultural, Yuzi.
Oh.
I did not know.
Well, hello.
50 years of being
hello,
Mexican.
Mexicans.
I had no idea.
We didn't know. How exciting for you.
Yeah. You would think that there's so many things in this world that we just do because we did them,
yeah,
and we just keep doing them. Mm-hmm. You'd think that somewhere along the way people would say, you don't need to cut that.
Yeah,
that thing's fine the way it is. That's the way it comes.
Plenty of people don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I had a boy, I would leave him intact.
As a slut, get that thing out of there. That's just my humble opinion, having experienced both.
Don't you think it's just more beef?
No. No, not at all.
Right.
Anyway.
But if you had a boy, the boy would want to be just like you.
Well,
you wouldn't,
but I'd be
you
like,
wouldn't know how to tell him how to care for it. It takes some, there's some maintenance that has to happen there.
Well, you know, here's a book.
He's a baby.
Well, he needs to get with the program.
Teach that kid to read already. He can read the manual, the instruction
manual.
Take
care of yourself, you pig. I can smell that.
Oh, come on, God, Vinny.
Hey.
Too far, too much.
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of cultures, do Persian guys get their
question?
I'm circumcised, but from what I understand, like I think you have to really specifically ask for it in Iran. Like,
ask for it. You're a baby.
No, the parents.
So your mom was all, "Yeah, get that out of there."
Well,
do you know if your dad's circumcised?
I don't. I haven't seen or spoken to my dad in 40 years.
Write that down as a question we'll ask him when we get him on the show.
Right. I don't think he speaks English.
Well, get a translator.
Yeah, no problem.
Your mom can do it.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, that'll be great. Your mom can do the translation. That'd be super fun. Oh, my God. For me.
Yeah, for us.
For me. And for Vinny. For Yuzi. You don't have to come in that day. I can see why you'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We'll just take over from here.
Will you?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Great. Hey, Hooman, are you excited about the Oscars at my house?
I am. You're not excited
about Star Trek Discovery.
I am. I'm way more excited about Star Trek.
So
because
good.
The movies I like just don't win.
Well, how can you think that Vice is going to be Best Picture? Like, you can't really think that.
I can.
Yeah, Vinny didn't like it.
I know. But Vinny also didn't like Mad Max with Charlize Theron.
Yeah, that was just
I didn't
kinda
hate
dumb.
It. I just thought all we're doing is watching them drive across the screen.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but there were things happening on the vehicles. You know, there was that
I
one
know,
guy chained up
just,
there playing the rock guitar and all those amps. And then they were like clambering
like,
all over
like
it. There was the pregnant lady.
That was terrible.
What a stupid
ending.
It's
so good.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie right up until the very end.
I watched it again a couple weeks ago.
Terrible movie.
I loved it.
Thank you, you
so
terrible movie.
So good.
And I do think Vice could win Best Picture.
Well, here's what we're going to do, you guys.
In
the 7 o'clock hour, Yuzi printed me ballots.
Our intern Nicole put everyone's name on it, so we have the ballots.
Okay, so we'll fill out a few of the categories. Yeah. You can fill out everything, but we'll do a few of them on the air.
Does Vegas do odds?
I'm sure.
They do, yeah.
Can we check the odds? I bet there's like
Roma's number one in all of them.
Vegas odds?
Yeah.
In all the ones that it's nominated.
Where's
in?
Vice?
Oh, very low.
It's gotta be. It wasn't a good movie.
Well, we're gonna don't look at the odds. Just make your guesses.
All right.
Well, are we guessing what we think is gonna win, or are we gonna?
We
guess
have to
what
guess
we want?
What you think is gonna win.
Oh.
We're gonna, you know, we'll read them back on Monday and see who nailed it. Who
well,
are you
here,
gonna
I'll
nail it?
The odd,
don't tell me now.
Relax.
We'll do it. Can you just
no? No.
He's jumping
relax.
Ahead.
So
God.
The Vegas odds for Best Picture. Roma is basically number one, followed by Green Book, The Favorite.
Oh, Green Book is so good.
The Favorite.
Black. The Favorite has a terrible ending.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
Didn't you think so?
No, I love the ending.
But there really isn't
ending,
even an ending. Like, it's just some scene, and then it just fades to black. I'm like, what?
She's pushing her head down, reminding her place. It was very symbolic. Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Panther, Star is Born, Vice.
Last place, right?
Oh.
Is it last?
Is that actually
according
the ranking?
According to the Vegas odds, yes.
Right. Last. It's not a good movie.
It is good.
Yeah,
I mean,
I didn't see it yet.
I get the desire to hate Dick Cheney. He's a hateable guy. Mm-hmm. That's a boring ass movie. Like, there's no point.
They were saying, wasn't it you and Rudy who reviewed that? Because they were saying it was good on like a dark comedy. Like, much funnier than you thought. No? You didn't find it funny.
You know, so many things. Hooman's got a discerning and
specific palette.
A very smart, high-end palette. Mm. And I'm sure that I'm just too dumb to get it.
Yeah, that's
Vice
how I feel around
Vice is really him. For the upper crusters.
You should let him sit you down and explain why you have to
I'm
like
okay.
That.
I think it,
wouldn't that be
you know
just
what?
Time well spent?
Yeah. I walked away from that movie and went and got laid. And actually, I had a ton more fun doing that than watching that movie.
Yeah, but name a movie that you wouldn't have had a ton more fun doing that than watching
Well,
that movie.
There's movies I didn't walk out on.
Yeah.
Where I didn't think...
But if you were halfway through almost any movie and some lady said... Hey, you know what I feel like doing right now? Yeah.
You got me there. But my point is, we had a mutual look across the couch and went,
this movie's making me horny for you.
Bunk.
Because I got to do something besides watch this movie.
This movie is bunk.
Mm. Well, I want to watch it.
All right.
At some point.
What? Well, you should.
I need to.
You going
to
watch it before the weekend?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
Oh, man.
I'm busy. I have things to do.
I'm plowing through True Detective again, and I'm liking it more the second
How
time.
How many did you watch yesterday?
I'm on through. I start four next time I start watching.
So you did three of them yesterday?
No, two. So I did first one 2 days ago, and then yesterday I watched two. Mm. So two and three yesterday. I'm liking it more. I'm getting it more, and I'm paying attention more this time.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm realizing, too, that there are names that come up. There's a name that came up early on in the series that I paid no attention to. It went right past me because I'm dumb. Remember that, Hooman. And it just went right by me. And then later it comes up again and I'm like, wait.
That's blah, blah, blah.
Who's that person? That name sounds important. Watching it the second time, I'm like, oh. They said the name really, really early.
Mm.
Duh.
I gotta do
yeah,
that.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch it from the beginning in order.
Gotta rewatch everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
In order to appreciate the finale this
and
Sunday.
And you know what? I never had done, and you guys do this with Game of Thrones, and it was an accident that I did it last night. The Nick Palazzo.
Yeah, the writer.
Whatever.
Guy.
Yeah, the direct writer. He had a little after the. Thing.
Yeah, I love those.
He talks
after.
About it, and when he said, you know, this is why this is there, and I was like, oh
yeah, all that stuff is. It actually really helps. It answers some questions, and it lays out a little bit more clearly what they were trying to accomplish with each episode. I love some of the extras that they do on those. Plus, it was like Game of Thrones, it's so short. You know, we would just like try to suck any more minutes out of it and see some behind the scenes stuff and. So are we going to watch True Detective after we finish Star Trek Discovery? I want to.
No, because we're going to be hopefully in time for Game of Thrones.
Oh, well then after Game of Thrones? Or are we done? Or is our Sunday night after Game of Thrones is over? Because that was what we got them together for.
Let's just see how it plays out after Game of Thrones. Just take a deep breath. We don't
go
need
to we'll go to True Detective. KLOC.
He didn't love it.
I'm liking it more now.
He's understanding it. It takes a while.
Yeah, but he also has an iPad on his lap when he's watching stuff. Like, you have to take everything Vinny says
about.
Yeah,
what about the kid
too. You know what? I have to pause. That movie has a lot of graphic crap in it, and every time I'm watching that, and the kid comes in, and she knows it, everything stops. And yeah, honey. Hey.
Hanging out.
Oh man.
She wants to be with you.
You want to play with me?
Oh man. No.
Nope. KLSE HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back. Happy Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.